Back in 2016 came a big announcement from the Treasury Department.
The United States currency is in for the first changes in a long time.
It involves several bills, most notably the 20. President Andrew Jackson's face would be replaced by that of abolitionist Harriet Tubman. Here's then Treasury Secretary Jack Lew talking about the decision on PBS NewsHour.
The story of Harriet Tubman means a lot to people of all ages in this country, and it speaks to something very important about American democracy.
Tubman would be the first woman since Martha Washington to appear on a U.S. bill and the first ever African-American. Now, this was all supposed to happen next year.
The plan was not without its critics. Then presidential candidate Donald Trump said shortly after the announcement that he thought Harriet Tubman was fantastic, but
I don't like saying it. Yes, I think it's pure political correctness.
Then in 2017, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin walked back the Obama administration's plans.
People have been on the bills for a long period of time. This is something we'll consider. Right now, we've got a lot more important issues to focus on.
This week, it was confirmed the 2020 debut date for the Harriet Tubman bill would not happen. When Secretary Mnuchin was questioned about it, he responded that anti-counterfeiting matters were his top priority.
Based upon this, the $20 bill will now not come out till 2028.
But if you just can't wait until 2028, you might be in luck. New York-based artist Dano Wall has been making rubber stamps with Harriet Tubman's face on them. The image fits perfectly over Andrew Jackson's face for a do-it-yourself redesign.
The Tubman stamp sold out completely this week. Wall says more are on the way.